I had something in me that made me sketch the people who came in as customers, as well as horses and other trifles.
Giovanni Fattori, the boy who didn't want to be a merchant, began like this. He was confined to his brother's shop, intent on copying letters that Rinaldo, as he himself recounts, always got wrong and wrote very badly. His days passed among paperwork and boredom until one of his brother's business partners noticed those doodles among the papers. It was he who suggested to Giovanni's father,
"This boy is anything but a merchant. You should send him to Baldini."
And so it was. Young Giovanni began studying painting with Giuseppe Baldini, one of the most esteemed Livornese artists of the time. The school was located near the Teatro dei Floridi, later known as the Teatro San Marco. Today, only part of its facade remains, but in those days, it was a place alive with art and cultural ferment. Fattori's early memories of Baldini were far from kind. He would later describe him in cutting terms.
The only genius from Livorno of the time who had studied in Rome without understanding a thing, a balloon full of wind, and not much morality in the family.
It was a merciless portrait, which nevertheless softened with time.
A good teacher, he approved my decision to leave for Florence.
Baldini was more than just a teacher. He was a prominent figure in the movement for Italian unification. He was in contact with Livornese revolutionaries such as Francesco Domenico Garozzi, Carlo Bini, Michele Polli, and with national figures of the caliber of Giuseppe Mazzini. For this, he came under the watchful eye of the Grand Ducal Police. In 1847, Baldini was elected second captain of the Civic Guard and likely took part in the defense of Livorno against the Austrian invasion of 1849. Educated and proud, Baldini possessed the ability not only to recognize the talent in a young artist like Fattori, but also to kindle in him the flame of patriotic fervor that would forever shape his vision of the world.